This is a KDKA radio time capsule. Now, the CEO and president of the Heinz History Center, Andy Masick.
The triangular parcel of land where the city's three rivers meet played a pivotal role in American history and became the birthplace of Pittsburgh. In 1753, young George Washington identified the strategic importance of the confluence of the Allegheny and Monongahela rivers, which he called the Forks of the Ohio. The site became an important center for trade between American Indians and European traders in the 18th century, and a key military stronghold during the French and Indian War. In 1755, British General Edward Braddock failed to capture French Fort Duquesne, constructed at the point the year before, but in November 1758, the French finally relinquished control and burned the fort to the ground. After discovering the torched remains of Fort Duquesne, British General John Forbes immediately ordered a bigger and stronger fort to be built on the site. He named it Fort Pitt in honor of British Secretary of State William Pitt. Forbes, who hailed from Scotland, dubbed the settlement between the rivers Pittsburgh, pronounced like Edinburgh. After surviving Ottawa Chief Pontiac's rebellion in 1763 and serving as a crucial western hub for the Americans during the Revolutionary War, Fort Pitt was ultimately decommissioned by the U.S. Army in 1792. By the late 19th century, Pittsburgh's industrial boom transformed the point into a railroad and business center, and a transportation hub as factories and railroad yards crisscrossed the Golden Triangle. During Pittsburgh's Renaissance in the 1950s and 60s, the site was cleared to create Point State Park. The Fort Pitt Museum, part of the Heinz History Center Museum System, tells the story of the region's pivotal role during the French and Indian War and the birthplace of Pittsburgh.